Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
And good morning, bub. There we are. It's another beautiful, sunny South Florida morning, man. We've made it through the cold. We've made it through the rain. That cold snap was pretty rough. How are you doing this morning, man?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just getting a lot of stuff done on the web and getting some media stuff updated and having some fun around here already.
Right on, man. There's been a lot of great stuff, bub, going on with the website. Some amazing product releases and launches. Let's talk a little bit about that if we can, bub. Just jump in there and we're going to get into the sponsor deck, man.
Yeah, man, we've been getting a lot of things updated, a lot of things done. We've got everything on the site now, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. That has been getting updated literally by the minute with new product uploads, everything going up from, I mean, early model vintage rides to modern technology to, man, anything you can imagine, from forced induction to exterior to wheels and tires. Some of these things are packaged and ready to go. We're putting together BEM power packages that are proven out of the box with dynographs, so you can literally get these things. For example, you know, a lot of bolt-ons, a lot of these guys like to go out and get their cars. Some of the first things you always do to them, man, is just, you know, performance. You want to do, you know, a little bit of a different exhaust. Some people want some sound out of them. When you do an exhaust, you want to do an intake. When you do the intake, you're pushing more air both into the motor and out of the motor, so you want to upgrade that fuel system as well. So you can do that with a nice complementing tune. So, you know, full package of intake, handheld tuner, and exhaust, ready to go out of the gate, proven.
Really crazy. This is crazy, bub. What's going on? This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. The lovely Robin will be joining us. A lot of good things. They've added a new arm to their business down there, bub. We're going to be talking a little bit about that when we hear from her at about 9:45. Yep. It's pretty cool, bub. Nitto Tires, can't beat them, man. We are going to have a whole episode on Nitto. Talk about the great enthusiast dealer package they just sent us. We are honored to be a direct distributor or direct dealer for and distributor for Nitto Tires now, and Tire Kingdom, Greg Ortiz, and the whole crew over there, man. Just great, great, great people, man.
Yep.
Bub. So it's been a really, really busy week, bub. We are very excited to announce the release of the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. We've had to make some internal employee changes here, bub, to get things done. As you know, it's been an exciting week. 19,000 new products are now appearing online from Borla. Excuse me, bub. You and I both are coming off this cold. Borla, Steeda, Borla Exhaust, Steeda Autosports, Custom Performance Engineering, or CPE. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Morpheus Design, Bubba's Exotic. It's all out there, bub. You can buy them. We are beating any industry price right now.
Yeah.
Free shipping, bub. We have promo codes BUB10 or TOM10. If you go out to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and you look at the items that are now for sale, you can drop, there are drop down boxes, bub. And I'm very proud to announce that you, after all the people we've paid, finally, we're the ones, we released everybody who was in that department because they weren't producing, and you physically sat down and put it all together, and you did it in a way, bub, where it's exactly how you think and feel. Year, make, model, suggested items that would complement your build. How about installation instructions? Nobody does that.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's been a lot of hard work putting it out there and getting it all done, but, you know, the end goal is to make it very user-friendly and very easy to do. Everything is, you know, like you mentioned, from all of our major sponsors out there, everybody, we are now dealership licensed for all of their products, their entire line. So everything from CPE, when it comes to the direct injection stuff with, you know, whether it be forced induction, custom front mount intercoolers, to charge pipes, you know, hot and cold sides, to turbocharger kits, to exhaust systems, to fuel delivery systems. There are so many different things out there that just CPE offers. To American Racing, anything under that Wheel Pros umbrella, which is American Racing XD wheels. So you've got cars, you've got trucks, you've got bikes, you've got UTVs, on-road, off-road, you know, cheap stuff off the shelf, three-piece stuff, custom designed and forged for your application, you know, to the Nitto tires, to Steeda for suspension. I mean, the Borla for the exhaust. So literally every piece of that car can now be found on there. And we are even going to start doing custom upholstery packages where we can do custom stitch seat covers. Everything ready to go. So as long as you're either professional enough to do the install, or if you need to have the install done somewhere else, we can literally box you up a complete kit, send you out a full custom design upholstery. So it's literally take off the old, stick on the new, just like you went and had it done somewhere exactly to the T.
And good morning to Brian Luftwaffe out there from the former 405 crew. Really good guy, man.
Yeah.
Larry Williams. Larry, how are you doing, man? How are things feeling? How are you progressing with your health-related issues? Larry is a very good friend of the show. He's a good friend of ours, probably one of the best upholstery shops in the world today with Sunnyside Trim Shop. They're based out of Georgia up there. Anybody in Mid-Atlantic states or around the world certainly can utilize his services, Bob. He's incredible,
man. Yeah.
Very, very, very good at what he does.
Yep.
We're going to be sending some things up his way, I think, Bub, because we have lost our upholstery tech for a short leave of absence, and we're going to be having, I wouldn't imagine anybody but Larry taking care of our business.
Man. Oh, for sure. No, for sure.
It's really, really crazy. But we got a really, really cool package sent in. By the way, our new segment, Wheels Across America, with Nick today from High Hole Silver Trucking, is going to join us around 9:30 or so. It's going to be an interesting new segment, Bub, that you and I have designed. It's going to kind of talk about, he is the BEM transport driver, and he's going to talk about his week on the road, neat places he's visited, neat diners he stopped in, things like that. And it's going to kind of be like a Wheels Across America segment for people. If they're on a trip, they can check out the places where Nick has frequented and put his personal stamp of approval on. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool thing. Bub Nitto reached out to us this week, finally got us in our, not finally, but got us in our dealership package, Bub. You are a perfectionist and a professional in every step of the way. I want to bring my mic volume up just a little bit here there, Bub. You're a professional and a perfectionist in every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You have pretty much migrated over to Nitto Tire full time. You made that transition a couple years ago, even as Nitto was cutting their teeth a few years back. You moved away from the Michelin, the Pirellis, and things like that. Let's talk a little bit about that. And why did you make that transition?
Well, it's it's a hard one to answer because it's, you know, as much as I'd like to say I'm 100% on Nitto, it's, you still have to fade sometimes and do other options, you know, whether it be for a client preference or sometimes just vehicle fitment. You know, we have a lot of cases where, you know, especially some of these higher end rides, man, some of these, you know, a lot of exotic cars, they come factory with either Pirelli Low Pros or Michelins. And, you know, some of those rides, they end up going through one tire. Maybe you're out on the track. Maybe you run it really hard. Some of these guys, those cars sit quite often. Sometimes they'll have one tire that's got some really low pressure in it just from sitting. That is natural. Tires do lose their air pressure over, you know, a month's time or so. They typically lose 1 to 2 pounds a month. Some of these guys leave their cars sit, and then, you know, maybe they're riding around on just one tire, low pressure. You've got to end up changing one tire, but you can't throw a Nitto on a car that's got a set of
correct.
Four Pirellis or Michelins, right? You know, so there are times that we do have to fade and, you know, do other brands as well. But I'll tell you what, man, when we look for everything from wheel and tire combos to, you know, one-off builds here, you know, again, everything that we do, it, whether it's on-road, off-road, trucks, bikes, cars, you know, it doesn't matter what it is we're building. I try to lean towards that Nitto line because they do offer something for everything. So if you have something that's, you know, you're doing maybe an everyday daily driver, they've got those comfort tires. They've got the high-performance street tires. They've got the summer tires. They've got luxury tires. They have, you know, very high-end luxury. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine, you could get all under one roof. And I like to try to stay very brand specific if it's a solid quality.
Bob, how do Nitto tires stand up against, say, from a science and technology standpoint, the Pirelli P0s and things like that? Some of those tires that you have commonly used in the past mm-hmm. on some of the high-end exotics and sports cars.
Yeah, you know, I've used almost every brand out there, maybe if not every, you know, probably very close. But, you know, when you start getting into tires, man, there's a whole thing about it. You know, there's cheap tires, there's medium grade tires, there's really high end tires. And, you know, you get what you pay for at the end of the day. If you're buying a cheap tire, you're going to get a cheap tire. If you buy a middle end tire, you're going to get a middle end tire onward. You know, so if you take the time, you get the right thing. Again, always knowing what your end goal is going to be, what it is you're trying to do, what kind of application you're building. That's always that go to. If you notice, I always reflect back to that. It doesn't matter if I'm building an engine, building a drivetrain, building a car. It's all about what that end goal is going to be. If you're trying to build just a nice street car, you want to put on a nice street tire that's going to do exactly what you want it to do. If you don't plan on putting it on the track, don't waste your money on a set of track tires. Track tires may wear down a lot faster than a set of street tires. So there's all kinds of things you want to make sure that you consider when you're choosing your right tire.
Does Nitto come with like a drag radial, a high-end street tire? Do they come with a wide variety like that?
Yeah, man, they have, you know, they literally have something for everything. So, you know, you can get tires for just about anything from, you know, basics of a direct fit replacement. Maybe you've just got like an SUV, like a crossover type deal, right? Let's say like a Chrysler Pacifica minivan. maybe you've just got that, right? We have a ball player that that's one of his family cards.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
So maybe he's just got that, right? So he wants to throw on a set of 20s. Don't need to go with anything crazy. Just need to go with a very comfortable tire. He takes his family out in the thing. Even if we throw on a different set of wheels, you throw on a nice, comfortable tire. He's not going to be racing the thing. He doesn't need a high-performance summer tire, you know, something like the NT555. He doesn't need anything like that. Something along like a Motivo line. It's a very comfortable tire, nice cruiser, very quiet, lasts a really long time. They wear really well, and it's comfortable, man. That's what you want on a family car. So it's just all about choosing what it is you're trying to build, and you have to know that at the start. You'll have a great finish.
That's also a 60,000-mile tire, isn't it, man?
Yeah, a lot. It's funny, too, man, because Nitto is actually really pushing that bar up on their guaranteed mileages and warranties on their tires. As long as things are set right, you know, you can always tell if there's indicators of, you know, other tire wear problems. But if a tire starts wearing from a problem with the tire, there are some of the model line in Nitto that are literally up to 65,000 miles they're covering on a tire. That's pretty crazy, dude. So, you know, and that just shows if you spend that money one time at the front, make sure everything else is maintained all the way through, you'll have that kind of quality. You can get 60, you know, plus 1,000 miles out of a set of tires, depending on your drive style, depending on what you're doing, how you're driving, how you're hauling. Maybe some guys doing off-road trucks, they do different load range tires, so they're going to wear them down really fast. You see that a lot down here. There's a lot of lifted trucks, and a lot of these guys wear those things out, and they're cupping really bad and terrible.
It's just the way the suspension is set up, or improperly set up. And it's funny, Bub, wasn't too very long ago, there was a time, as you know, the cars coming out of the 60s and 70s, even through the 80s, mid-80s, 50,000 miles was a lot of miles to get out of that particular car, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot. I mean, there were some cars that, you know, even some of these high-ends, man, even brand-new, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $600,000 cars, your major service is happening at 10,000 miles.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's
and
crazy,
now you're getting
dude.
60,000 miles out of a set of tires, right?
Yep.
So, Bob, I wanted to show you, Nitto sent us in with the dealership package, man. This kind of tells you a little bit about the quality. Share it with the audience out there. Check out, this is almost like the key ring that came with our Porsches, man. Look at that thing,
No, it's,
man.
It's this is nearly identical. So this is almost an identical, and that shows you Nitto's quality. So not just a tire, but all of the little accessories around it, sunglasses, the keychains, the key rings,
pins,
you know, this thing literally is the exact same quality as what we got from Porsche directly when they send you in like this full suede book and everything. When you buy a brand new Porsche, that's what you get, is something just like that.
I've got kind of, Bub, they broke us out. For example, one of the cars, the tires you're using a lot of now with Nitto is the Grapplers, because the ball players all have Jeeps and lifted truck. Brian Morris's, the pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who used the G2 on his beautiful, stunning Ford F-150. And the pictures in what they do are very, very pretty, man. They're very cool. But what I think, and you can show this to the audience, but what I think is super, super cool, I mean, they take the time to take very, very cool pictures. They edit them up very pretty for you to get an idea of what you're doing and all. But more than that, if you take a look on there, there is a scale that will tell you smoothness and ride quality. And let's look what that scale reads, Bub. It says ride comfort, quietness, and off-road performance. So what are, and then load range, C, D, E, and F.
Yeah.
Let's identify what these load ranges represent, Bub. And then what do these individual charts represent here?
Yeah, man. So it's nice when, you know, this is what you get with Nitto. And again, all of this stuff can be seen, not just in like the, you know, this is kind of the old school way. A lot of people do, you know, they don't do handouts anymore, but these are great for either new clients coming through the door that want to do research and you're one-on-one with them. Or if you throw in like swag bags, you know, you're out, you're at the shows. These things are great to just throw out and let people see. But this is the new Ridge Grappler line. So I'll tell you what, man. You mentioned it. I've been using this tire a lot lately. A lot of great builders down here in the area have. I know Kerry does a lot with the Ridge Grapplers now as well.
Kerry is with Deviate Motorsports, good friend of ours.
You know, it's a tire that is, it gives you a very, very, very aggressive look in terms of the tread pattern. You know, when people do these off-road trucks, everybody wants that meaty, mean, expensive look. That's the point of it. You want it to look massive. You want it to look huge and aggressive. You get these, I mean, the lugs on these tires are, you know, 1 inch deep, you know, almost literally 15/16 of an inch deep. Some of these things are huge. That is what people want to see. They want to see a very aggressive looking tread pattern, so it looks like a lifted, meaty off-road truck that can do some serious damage. That's what the Ridge Grappler brings, but it comes with a complete highway tread pattern. So it is as smooth as you can imagine. It's literally like driving on a stock tire that would, you know, say come straight from a manufacturer dealership, and you have the look of that aggressiveness. So you get the look, you get the smoothness, you get the comfort and the quiet level of it. And that is what makes that tire so great. And we've started running those virtually on almost every lifted application we do.
You really have, Bob. And in this particular one, this talks about the NT 555 G2. Can you decipher those numbers for us, please? NT meaning Nitto, 555 G2.
Yeah, so that's the 555 is the 555 is what a lot of people call it. That has been around for a really long time. One of Nitto's base tires was the 555, and it's a nice street tire. A lot of guys use them on like a high performance application, you know, whatever it is, muscle cars, modern, old, doesn't matter. But a great all around tire, very good. And when you get towards that summer, the hot, sticky weather, very good tire there, really strong, man. But again, same thing at that very front page, you can go through, you see what all of that stuff is out of a 1 to 5 scale. They literally give you, and these aren't just like biased opinions of what they give you from a 1 to 5 scale on, you know, their wet performance, dry performance, their sound, their comfort. All of these are, I mean, these are professionally rated. These are solid to the T. And I will tell you, it is just what they say in terms of ratings. And that's a great tire when it comes to that high performance stuff. You know, a little more of the performance oriented side of it than it is the luxury / performance side. That's, you know, I put those more on the muscle cars.
Sure.
And, you know, say Corvettes, Chargers, Challengers, you know, I've even put those on a lot of Europeans as well. You know, guys that just aren't looking to spend that Invo money.
And it's funny too, Bob, because is Invo, what is an Invo?
So the Invo is like the next level up from that tire, which is the NT555. That's a G2, so generation 2. Mm-hmm. So that's their second design of that tire, new design. It's all their tires literally have almost gone through some sort of, you know, rendition this past 6-8 months, man. They've really been pretty heavy on changing their tire technology because they had such a strong model line for many years past. They've started updating all of those here in the past, I'd say 6-8 months. They've really been switching them around, getting some crazy quality out there, and you're starting to see a lot of their model lines are saying G2 at the second portion of it because it is that generation 2. It is the best of the best, and some of these things are literally out for less than 30-45 days right now.
And Bob, let's talk. I see in here they're talking about larger blocks, and by larger blocks they say enhanced traction for rear tires of vehicles with staggered fitments and high horsepower.
Yeah,
which is exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah,
so you certainly know the product. High stiffness and silica compound, a special bonding agent, increases the interaction between all compound elements to reinforce bonds for higher compound rigidity during cornering, resulting in better handling capabilities in both wet and dry. Certainly something we look for in the BEM exotics, like the Porsches, and our clients' exotics, and out on the track, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that's a great tire. We've actually run those tires, the 555 G2s. They're not necessarily meant for the track at all. But we've actually run them not only on our track car on the M3, but we've also actually run them on the EcoBoost Mustang. And I'll tell you what, man, I was really surprised at how well those things did, you know, especially after you got one lap on them, they got, you know, nice and hot and sticky. They did pretty strong, man. They held their own for a street tire.
And Bud, they say here, four circumferential grooves, center grooves and shoulder grooves aid water evacuation and wet handling.
Yep. Yeah, man, it's an all-around great tire. You know, that's your tire that you throw on a car. Again, it's a street tire, but it is a summer ultra-high-performance tire, and it does do a little bit of everything. It's not just a tire that works in one condition. It works all around, but it is for those more of the muscle car-oriented high-performance vehicles that you just want them to plant and handle the road how they should.
And then we see here, Bub, twin center ribs, increased dry traction and straight-line stability. Is that important?
I mean, if you want to go straight...
And fast.
Yep.
And we like to do that. Now I'm looking here, Bub, kind of on the side of the picture here. It says 255/40ZR10. What does that mean?
So you're looking at, you know, speed ratings. You've got many things on the tire. You know, there's everything from date code, manufacturer, time on the tire. There's everything from the tire size, the aspect ratio of it. I mean, there's so many different side numbers on those tires. You just have to take the time. Look at what it is you're trying to understand, you know, what size you're trying to fit. Maybe you're doing a stock replacement tire. Nothing to be overthought about that. You look at the tire that's on your car. If you're not changing that size, you're staying with the exact same thing, just doing a tire replacement, three, you know, digit numbers on the side, which is, you know, 245, 45, 20, whatever that number may be. You change that tire out with the exact same size, perfect fit, perfect quality, guaranteed.
So, Bob, what we'll do is these are really nicely done. I'd like to share these with the world. People write in to us at sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We'll sign one of these, Bub, and send them out to them, and so they can have them and check them out for themselves. It's pretty cool stuff, Bub, and this whole line now is available at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
Yeah, man, and, you know, that's what we're doing. It's, you know, on the site, we've put a lot of time into not just being a, you know, basic universal parts supplier, you know, as well as all the crazy designs we're actually doing in-house. But we're actually taking the time and put personal touches to them. You know, we're building, like I mentioned, we are going to build some BEM power packages for all of those cars out there. And trust me, these things are hands-on on my desk sitting there. So I'm literally designing full packages from guaranteed products that will open your car up and make it do what it should do. And these aren't just power packages, but you know, we are going to do packages in every aspect. So maybe it's suspension, you know, springs, shocks, sway bars. You know, sometimes you want to just do, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, they want to just lower their car. So in lowering your car, you can just go entry level, man. You can go with a nice set of springs, especially in today's world. You can go with a nice set of springs, get the alignment done. If you're working with, you know, a newer vehicle, shocks are still good on it. You can go with a basic set of springs, drop that look, increase that handling, and you can just be perfectly fine with that. But some guys want to take it to the next level. They don't just want the look of it, which is a drop spring. They want to go a little bit more on the handling side. So we'll do a set of springs, shocks, front and rear sway bars. So it's upgraded, it's planned, it's matched, and we will package all that from personal experience of putting them out, testing and tuning them from what we would suggest to BEM. So it's like you're getting a ride designed and built here, but you can be anywhere in the entire world.
Exactly. Bob, here I've got the actual Nitto Fueled by Enthusiast 2017 catalog. And to your credit, I just kind of opened the book. Man, the pages are nice and thick. They're glossy. Things are really well done. They talk about the Motivo, the all-season ultra-high performance tire, saying that the Motivo is an all-season ultra-high performance tire engineered to keep pace with your active lifestyle. Whether you're headed to the mountains for a ski weekend, meaning it has good snow capabilities, or a leisurely drive up the coast, which means you can enjoy it in the sun, the Nitto Motivo navigates you safely even through challenging weather and road conditions. Motivo is a quiet, comfortable tire that performs in all season conditions, Bub. It's saying here, Bub, performance rated WY. What is a WY?
So that's all in the actual speed rating of the tire. And in the back of those books, typically what you can find, if not in the back of that book, you can go out, you can Google search these things. You can find what speed rating equates to what tire lettering. So you can actually see, you know, what it's meant for. Sometimes some tires are only meant to go 100 miles an hour. Some are meant to go 110. Some are meant to go 126 plus. You just have to look and understand what it is you're doing, again, with that end goal. Know what your end goal is before you even make that first move.
So very interesting, Bob. It is all back here in this book, like you say. We're seeing it saying UTGG Treadwear 560. So there are Treadwear markers as well, huh, Bob?
Yeah, there's, you know, Treadwear designs, Treadwear markers. There's everything you can, I mean, literally tires are not just a rubber tire you take and just, you know, a lot of people ask, well, why can't I just get this tire for $56 at, you know, store A? And I'm like, well, listen, if you want to go get that tire, then go ahead and get that tire. You have to take the time, do your research and understand what it is you're paying for. If you want a tire that's going to last you, you want to make sure you look at a good quality. If you want a tire you're putting on a car that you don't really care how long it lasts you and what the performance of it does, go buy the cheapest tire in the world and see what it does.
Yeah, and you'll find the real difference, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there are, I mean, all the way down to, you know, me, when I do tires, it's, you know, my personal preference is two things. Number one, traction and handling.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, road noise. So that's where I'm at, because there are a lot of tires out there that create and generate a lot of road noise. And a lot of guys, if you've ever had lifted trucks, know exactly what I'm talking about. There was a time where, you know, off-road truck tires were, it sounded like a biplane driving down the road.
Yeah.
Now with, for example, like the new Ridge Grapplers, even the Terra Grappler G2 is a very smooth tire. Those things are so smooth, man. I'm telling you, it is, you can be riding around on a set of 38s, no hum at all coming out of that tire.
That's
it's
crazy.
Literally, you can be creeping up next to somebody, and especially in like today's diesels, brand new, these things are getting so quiet. If you do a lifted modern diesel, say 2017 Chevrolet, modern diesel lifted on 38s, you can literally be creeping up on somebody behind them in a parking lot. They wouldn't know you were there. They're that quiet. Where before there was a time where it was like you could hear the lugs like going down the road.
Man, it wasn't that long ago that the diesels were making so much noise, Bub.
Yeah.
It just was crazy, right? Now we say dry performance on the Motivo, Bub, wet performance, quietness, and comfort. And to your credit, again, you're right, quietness is all the way to the top. Ride comfort is to the top. Wet performance is to the top, and dry performance is a little shy of the top. So it looks like it's an incredible tire for pretty much all the way around.
Well, and you can see, too, if you look at that actually up close, there is not only from a tire design standpoint, but they literally will show you in these books. And that's why these books are great, not only from a dealer standpoint for somebody like us, But also just for like your do-it-yourselfers out there, man, there's guys that do mountain bouncing of their own tires and wheels. You know, some guys do it the old school way, some do it the modern way, but everything you could possibly imagine, you can get on these tires, all the way down to the fact that you can literally see on your tire, there's not just tread wear indicators, which was like that center hump in between the tread, typically between like the lowest point in the tire and the highest point of the tread. And when, you know, it's a brand new tire, it's like that part you can touch going all the way down to the center. There is tread wear indicators that show you how much life you have left. Now they're starting to literally do alignment indicators that are built into the tread themselves, not in the center in between the tread, but in the tread themselves. That'll show you a quick look at your tire. You know, after you've got some miles on it, you can look at it and literally see how much your tire is wearing on one side or another. If it has an alignment problem, you know right away to get that handled so you don't eat up that set of tires very fast. Typically, when I do a set of tires, I like to do alignments all the time anyway.
You do alignments. You're very, very religious. Well, it's just part of a very thorough way you build, Bob.
Well, it's, I mean, for what it is, bro, it's, I mean, look at it. It's for $100. You're going to guarantee a set of $1,000, $2,000, $4,000 tires. That's it. I mean, for $100, it doesn't matter what the vehicle is, Porsche, Mercedes, Lamborghini, Ferrari, truck, car, but it doesn't matter. That's what it is. You're looking at $100, $200 for an alignment. You're going to set that sucker straight. So there's no pulling, no tow, no issues at all, no camber problems, and it will be dead on. Your tires will wear like they should. And if you do it right, you should get 60,000+ miles out of them.
And you know what's funny too, Bub, is we're working on a Mustang, a 2015 Mustang out there. It came to us because you, of the SEMA Mustang that we built, the BEM 17 SEMA Mustang, that just literally shocked the world. In fact, that car was over on Mustang Passion, has over 908,000 views on that car. It's pretty crazy, man. That car that that you built is amazing. And I know you were talking about reaching out to Camillo yesterday, who is a big, big car collector. Did you talk to him about it?
No, I haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah. Did you share it with him?
Yeah, I just reached out to him. I haven't heard back from him yet. We'll reach out to Tony.
Yeah, that's right. I'll reach out to Tony. Anyways, Bob, one of the things that you do, this Mustang came in. It was at another facility here in South Florida. Typical hack job. And we were left to clean up a hell of a mess. And you even had the crew out there power wash in the main build facility, the complete undercarriage of that car, the rear valance of the car. So that you, why did you do that? Did you want to clean up a mess? Why'd you do that?
No, I just wanted it clean for my guys to do a quality job. It's just that simple. You know, the car had so much oil on it from the front, literally from the front, from the balancer pulley all the way back because of how many oil leaks were on that motor from the way that the turbo was set up on it before. There were so many leaks, bro, literally from the front. I mean, literally from turbos mounted at the top, the return line was leaking everywhere. That thing from there, so the top of the valve cover all the way down, all the way back, the transmission, the bell housing, the exhaust, the floor pans, the drive shaft, the rear diff, I mean, the rear valance on the car, the taillights, there was so much oil, dude. Ridiculous. And I'm not going to put my name on it, putting, you know, $10,000+ worth of brand new parts on this car. I'm not going to put all those on it with a bunch of caked on oil. That's going to look very, very poor. And in the end, it's going to make us look like crap. Well, if we've handled all the problems, we've addressed all the leaks, we've fixed all the issues with the car, it's going to be a direct fit bolt-on application from here on out. You take this thing, you bolt these brand new products on. Now the client has a bottom carriage, you know, the undercarriage of his car is mint. It's how it should be. It's got the money in it that he paid.
And it's funny too, because you could see all the markings as the car on the differential, bottom of the oil pan. You could see all the markings as the car walked right down the assembly line and people put their okay approvals on in the teal pin, which you couldn't see before. This car is a 15. There's 40,000 miles on it. It has been through three motors and sat at a previous facility for 18 months. Now, that's not bad on a restoration, okay? But when it comes to something as big as...
I mean, it's a brand new ride that sat that long. Come on.
Yeah. They charge the client for removing bad gas, man.
After it sat there for 18 months. That's like a worst-case scenario right there.
Is that a shame? And unfortunately, we're having to put up with some of that overspill because they have a lack of trust with build facilities at this point.
Well, I mean, I would see why for sure with a history like that, but don't bring that on my plate.
Yeah, I don't need the drama here. We're trying to do, you know, we're not the dishonest people here. You have to have faith in what we're doing. And we physically showed the client exactly what was going on and how much work has gone into this car, despite their thoughts that there wasn't anything going on with it.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have time to, you know, there's a lot of people out there that sit and waste my time and energy with, I see this, or I read this, or I heard this. Like, bro, listen, have you seen my work in person? Have you seen the quality of what I do? Definitely won awards at SEMA. So we've hit magazine exposure on one ride alone. We've been featured in almost nearly every magazine in the industry, you know, for designs, for not only from, you know, an overall design standpoint, but from manufacturer designs, from, you know, sponsor designs to, and anything and everything you can imagine. And that's why that client's car is here now in the lot, in the facility, because they saw the quality of what we did. So don't come in and question it 4 days after I'm started working on it, you know?
Yeah, it's really a slap in the face, man. It's insulting. And then to act like somebody's been dishonest with you about something. You know, it's a shame. And then they,
well, you know, that's what a lot of people don't get in this industry is, you know, if you want quality, it takes time. You know, for example, we're doing everything on this car. It was a total basket case before, man. It was, I mean, pieces that were just, I mean, cut and welded in. I mean, for Christ's sakes, it's a brand new car. The exhaust was literally welded to the floor.
Floor pan.
It doesn't, straight up to the floor, like the exhaust welded to the floor of the car. So don't question me. I'm not doing that kind of shoddy work. So the reality is, in order to do the job right, you have to take the time. So now you have to not only clean all that back down, we could either leave all those busted hangers and, you know, welded tabs on the floor pan, or we can grind all of them off, coat it back to the factory piece so it looks like it should, so that the job is done right when it's done, which is the way we are going to do it regardless of anything. It's going to be done right one time. But you take the time. I mean, these aren't just parts out of a box you stick on. We're literally coating these things, base coat, clear coat, and all of the custom finishes to make it match that car. Because before, when this thing came in, there were, you know, every part was a different color. Everything was, you know, a total mess. It was just a shamble of pieces that were stuck together in hopes that they would work and produce a quality product. Now, if it was done right, that car would have been an animal. Right? This thing's had three motors in it.
And it came out with less horsepower than it left the factory.
Yeah, pretty bad. I mean, coming out like that with fully forged internals on this third motor, it's got a fully forged internal setup in it, man.
So they say.
The compression ratio has been dropped so it can handle more boost. It's been studded. It's got the right gaskets in it. According to the receipts, that's what's been done. It's got the right product there. It was just a total disaster of the way it was assembled. And, you know, it's a shame, dude, because, you know, when it goes out now, it's going to be not only performing like it should, but it's going to look really, really good.
So, Bob, the other thing, too, is the reason I was working with that point, you told the client when they came in yesterday to see the car that the reason you had cleaned the undercarriages so that if there was any other leak that cropped up based on the previous work, you could immediately identify.
Well, you couldn't before. So now that the job is done and we're going to have all these brand new products on it, I mean, everything from a brand new turbocharger, direct fit again, you know, that's going to be a complete setup on there. So, you know, from a brand new turbocharger to the oil pressure and return lines to the water pressure and return lines to, you know, all the vacuum hoses, man, everything that operates a boost controlled system, everything from, you know, the wastegate, the blow off valve, all of these components, everything that's going to be hooked up, we'll be able to see now working with a clean slate if there are any further issues. I mean, this motor, for Christ's sakes, had silicone all the way down the side where the timing cover met the face of the block. Dude, it was literally like the tube almost exploded and just shot all over the side. That's how much silicone.
But the problem was now your integrity and my integrity is questioned about, well, I don't believe you ordered the parts or this, that, and the other. I'm sorry. In fact, everything is done.
Yeah.
You know, and you lose a week of ship time or 2 weeks of ship time at, because people are out of production over the holidays.
Well, I mean, that's just the way it is. There's nothing to do about that.
And it's funny, too, because it sat in another facility alone the first time for 18 months because I couldn't get the motor right, put another motor in, blah, blah. We've had the car less than a month.
Yep.
And we're untangling all of those problems plus getting it right and built the way it's supposed to be done.
Yep.
You know, it's just, I just don't know what people expect sometimes, man.
You know, it's, you know, people don't understand what time goes into stuff like this. Like I mentioned, just, you know, pulling parts out of the boxes, we're not just slapping them on. We're literally doing these things in a custom finish. I mean, you can't rush things like painting. You can't, you know, that's a process where you take something out of a box. You have to, you know, starting from the start, you've got to find your paint code, what you're going to do your color. And it's not just, oh, okay, let's go ahead and paint it.
Yeah, who pays for the time to go research that? I did that yesterday afternoon because the original parts were power coated.
Right. So you have to track down the color. You have to cross-reference that color. Typically when you're working with, you know, powder coats, trying to convert that over to a base coat, clear coat, two totally different animals. You're not just going to get the same color. It's not the same coat at all. You have to match and come up with the closest thing. So you find out what that is. And, you know, that's just step one. So you spend a couple hours just trying to track down that paint code conversion from powder coat to a base coat paint, a liquid paint versus a powder. You know, so you do that kind of time. Then you've got to go and get those parts prepped down. You've got to literally get them ready, you know, with 180, 220, depending on what kind of high build primer you're using. If you're using a high build or just an etching primer, then you need to scuff that. And after that dries, that stuff, you know, just a day into getting it prepped, getting it primed. Then you can scuff it, get it ready to go. Then you can shoot it your base coat. You have to wait, like we mentioned, you know, 2 to 3 coats of paint. You have to wait typically 15 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on your temperature, between coats. Then you have to wait 20 to 30 between your first clear coat. So you have, you know, 1 day, 2 days, turns into 3 days before you can even start touching these things to assemble them on a car. It's not just, oh, we just got the box in Friday. They're already installed Friday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. No, it doesn't go that way, man. There's a lot of prep work. We had our paint and body foreman, Raphael, back there yesterday, literally hand, what do you call it, Bob? He was using a scuff bright, right? A Scotch bright to kind of scuff the areas, hand scuffing all of the areas so the paint would adhere to the hot and cold discharge pipes and the intercooler, cold air intake.
Cold air intake, yeah. So, you know, just a lot of time goes into it. And, you know, that's none of that stuff is ever thought of or looked at or taken into consideration when a lot of people, you know, think about their rides. It's, you know, a lot of people think it's just, you know, take the part out of the box and stick it on. If that's the way you do it, man, you get that kind of job. You get a rush job. You get a part out of a box that maybe was put on 90%, not so, you know, so much 100. And, you know, here at BEM, we do it 100%. It's always slow, but I'll tell you what, it comes out dead on every time. The expectations are always met. Everyone's always frustrated with us about the timelines, but never frustrated with us about quality.
Well, come in here and do the job yourself or get the car off my lot, man.
I mean, it's that simple, you know.
Get the car off my lot.
I just don't throw a bunch of guys at it and say, here, go together. And, you know, the quality out there is really hard to find, man. You know, this is truly, it's a dying art anymore, you know, doing custom car stuff and designs. And
that's why we're moving out of it.
You know, getting the stuff built where, you know, you can make sure that it's done right and it's done right one time. It not only looks the part, but it also does what it's supposed to do. You know, that's a big one that people have trouble with, is either having something that looks good and doesn't work, or something that does work and doesn't look good. You know,
you combine both of them.
Yeah, it's really hard to combine both. So you have something that not only looks really, really good, but does everything it's supposed to do. That's a really hard one to master in today's world.
And, you know, let's just say it here. Let's put it this way. Let's say a girl, okay, and I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being very honest. Let's say a girl goes to an implant surgeon, okay, and the implant surgeon screws up the implants, right, so that it is very not only uncomfortable for the female, the implants are not setting properly. There's a very different look. And that's happened.
Are you talking about crooked titties right now?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just curious. I didn't know where you were going with this.
Right. So the girl puts up with it, lives with it, deals with it, understands there's a problem, goes back to the doctor. The doctor still can't get it straight. Finally, you have to go to someone else. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that person has to now go through.
You have to start over.
And start over again. Okay. And you certainly don't want to rush a job like implants or medical, or medical procedures.
Well, you know, and that's actually a good analogy too, because it's not just starting over, but now typically you're working with a much bigger problem because you've got to not only start from scratch, right? You have to start, you're just starting the job, start to finish your way, but you're also going through and dealing with any other implications that may have come up because of that past job. So maybe there was like you're mentioning, you know, maybe there was like a scar tissue that built up in a place that shouldn't have been built up, right? And that happens all of the time in situations like that. There's you know, scars that get built up. There are muscles that get changed, and that kind of stuff sets you way back.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in everything, in every part of life, every day.
But see, people, you're expected to go through and snap your fingers like that and have the job done, okay? And we don't run an excessively large crew here. We want a smaller, tighter crew where we can control the quality of what walks through in and out of these doors.
Yeah.
Good morning to Jeff Graham out there. Larry Williams says, have you guys stopped doing a daily live broadcast? Larry, we get that question all the time, my friend. The answer is yes and no. The things were at a very accelerated pace for us here at BEM. So doing the live show and bringing that to everybody, it's a very, very, very well-received show. Mm-hmm. The ratings are huge. However, it takes a lot of time. It takes about an hour and a half out of each day. Bub and I felt like we may have been shorting our client base a little bit in terms of our time invested on these cars. So we wanted to trim it back just a little bit. The first couple years coming out, a couple weeks coming out of the new year, Larry, was very busy for us. We closed the doors over the holidays, Bub, but we continued to work because you wanted to catch up a little bit. In fact, you're working so much, you're coming out of one cold and moving into another one. Your body needs sleep. And I told you, right, as we are sitting in the studio here, you're going home after the show and you're going to bed.
I'm going to the gym, dude.
No, you're not.
I am.
So you're going to get some sleep, and you're going to take it easy and get back on your feet. I'm tired of seeing you worked into the ground, only for people to tell you that, you know, you were slow getting something out the door or whatever. Anyhow, pound sand, right? So, Larry, we are going to be going back to doing them biweekly. We're contemplating Monday and Friday right now. We're going to be doing a lot of product reviews. We're going to tighten the show up technically and do a lot of fun stuff. We are getting overwhelming cries out from across the internationally from people asking if we can go back to doing that. Yes, we're going to go back to doing it starting next week. We will be back live. We just wanted to tighten it up a little bit, not waste a lot of your time, our time, our clients' time. Because Bub likes to keep focused on the build, and we want to bring more technical information. Is that a good summation, Bob?
Yeah, it's you know, one of the things, Larry, too. If you've noticed, you know, we've put a lot of time, and I'm sure you've noticed, you keep your hands real tight with everything we got going on here at BEM. And truly, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate the love and support. You know, that you, you know, from Sunnyside throw at us.
Yep.
You know, I'll tell you what, man. We've been putting a lot of time into our website side of things as well, and
you haven't gotten off
that has taken that's taken a lot of, you know, like I mentioned, these are all personal touches, not only from a, you know, the parts upload is very quick. It's very easy to just take a bunch of parts and mass blast them out there for the industry to buy. That's easy to do, but to fine tune these things and make sure, I mean, every product, every piece, I've literally gone behind, I kid you not, every piece that we have already uploaded on our site, I've gone through
physically
and I've made sure that not only the year, make, model, fitment is dead on with an applicator that I have here, but also that we have proper associated pictures with it, not only just from a manufacturer picture standpoint, but also from a BEM picture standpoint. So if we've done those installs, we're literally attaching those photos as well so people can see that personal touch to it. You know, there's a lot of guys out there, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, and you know, we want to make sure that we can satisfy everybody, not just, you know, our fans, our friends, our clients, our do-it-yourself guys out there, you know, but other, you know, other big builders in the industry. There are sometimes guys that just want tech tips, for example, right? So we are going to start doing on our daily show, focus those a lot more on, you know, for example, some of these products. Maybe we'll put together a power package, for example, on like a say a brand new Hellcat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may have Hulk Hogan sent in here, so
yep,
maybe do, you know, a full cold air intake, a tune, and a full exhaust on that car, where you're gonna have a lot of guys out there that are interested in that exact same package that want to bump that car up a little bit more, although you really don't need to add too much more horsepower to them. To, you know, we're gonna start doing these fine-tuned videos to those components, so, you know, either on request or just on what we're doing here, BEM installs we're doing, we are going to apply that YouTube link as well in the daily live stream link to that product. So if you are on the site, maybe it's a part you're looking at, before you even pull that trigger and add it to your cart, you can literally watch the video start to finish of the install.
So Larry, Bub, I want you to know, Larry says he completely understands, and he says, trust me, Bubba, take care of yourself first. Yes, Larry, thank you so much. That is number one. But that's what people don't see. They want to drop off things like the Mustang, beat us into the ground and say, get it done immediately, turn it around, walk it right out the door. Well, you said 3 weeks. Sorry, I didn't account for the holidays in there. For God's sakes, I'm human and I made a mistake, okay? Which puts you 2 weeks behind on delivery time, Bo, because you can't get parts through the door, man.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, literally almost every supplier that we deal with, you know, was closed almost from like the 22nd, 23rd of December all the way through, you know, the 2nd of January, you know. So there were 2 weeks where no one in the automotive world literally did anything.
Yeah.
You know, there was just two solid weeks where no one did anything at all.
Next year we will be closed, or this year we will be closed. So, Larry, what we're looking for, the format we're looking for, we are, Larry, looking for a new in-house producer. We were paying three people to put together the website. We did stay with Jason. We retained his services.
Click on this. Click on the site behind you, too, while you're talking about it.
Okay.
The second tab up there.
Right there.
No, not that one. Go to the top left.
Let's see.
Look, I already opened them up for you. Look at this.
There we go. So I don't know. You may have to zoom in, Bob, if you can, from right there. We are, Larry, looking to put ourselves in on a new in-house producer that is going to allow us to that will allow us to bring you a more car-related show. We'll still feature Little Man. He'll be with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's what his SAG card reads. So he'll be there. And it's going to be really, really good. I just need some time, Larry, to get my hands around. I'm putting up postings on Facebook. I'm talking to the guys over at Mean Streets out in California about doing some in-house production, as well as working on the new network TV show. And that is what's been robbing a majority of my time as well. So we're working real, real hard, Larry. We want to be back there with you as well. We really do. Good morning, Mickey Miller out there. I was talking to him last night. He says, interesting, Mickey's right here in the Palm Beach Gardens, Bubs. He's looking to do a pro touring for Vet.
Nice.
So that's it, Larry. That's the long and short of it. Yes, we're going back to the new to the Daily Show. It's going to be a new format for you. It's going to be very technically driven. With performance products. I've been talking to Lisa Carter-Volpe over at Borla, David Borla over there as well, Josh over there, their international marketing manager. We've been talking to them as well about product reviews, Diodynamics. So we're going to be bringing forth more of the sponsor or partner-related products. By the way, Bub, who is the new meal company that we're going to be partnering up with?
That's going to be Fiafresh.
Fiafresh, man. That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, man. They are literally out there. You know, there's a lot of these, you know, a lot of people ask us, you know, how do you guys stay in shape? You know, we'll do a whole subject on this alone, you know, next week and get into more of it in depth. But, you know, a lot of guys will ask us, you know, how do you stay in shape? What do you guys do? You know, a lot of people want to know, oh, what kind of stuff do you guys use? You know, everybody wants to know any guys that are, you
we
know,
use a lot of
fit.
Illegal steroids, Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's what everyone says.
Type it on the internet. People share it.
So if, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, what are the things that you use? Well, if you just, let me tell you, dude, it doesn't matter if you stick injections into your freaking temple, right? None of that stuff does any work for you unless you go out and you do the hard work. If you want anything in life, it's got to be from hard work. You have to, you know, in order to stay physically fit, right? We do here. The entire BEM team is fairly fit, man. Yep. I'll tell you what. You know, you have to just, it's all about that, the diet, man. A lot of people wonder, you know, what's the best thing to do? How do you get muscle growth? You know, how do you stay so fit? How do you, you know, blah, 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 whatever it is. It's all about either A, the food and the diet that you're on.
Yep.
And B, the kind of physical work you do. You have to stay energetic. You have to keep yourself in shape. If you don't, you're just going to fall out of shape. It's just that simple. There's nothing to overthink about it. There's too many people that overthink it and think that, oh, you know, let me just go online and let me just order in some crap that I can find on, you know, fat burner this and fat burner that and 8-pack abs in 6 weeks, and none of that stuff works. You have to physically put your body to the test and you have to work it.
And here it is, Bub. I'll share this picture with you. I don't think it's too personal. It's okay, Bub.
I don't want to see this, dude.
No, I'll share it with everybody. I keep track of how my body is conditioned, right? So and Larry, this is kind of for you. Here is physically, there you go. You can share that with everybody, Bob. I don't mind that. That's physically, that is what happens when you do work.
Why are you wearing plaid boxers, bro? What is this, a Christmas photo?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what happens, Larry, when you do work. That's a recent picture, I think right around Christmas time. But that's working out hard. That's staying with it. You know, eating right, doing the right thing, and staying on top of your diet, right?
So, that leads us into, you know, where we're at. We're going to have the guys in here from Fiafresh. We're going to have the owners in here. We are going to talk about it and display it and debut it. These things are starting to take over everywhere, bro. I'm telling you, these things are literally in 40 plus LA Fitnesses already, full Fiafresh restaurants. So they're getting cooked right on the spot in LA Fitnesses, all the gyms locally here. These things are taking over. These things are serious, serious meal plans that will keep you in shape, regardless of how much of that endurance side of things you do. Maybe you don't go to the gym for an hour a day. Maybe you don't do a lot of cardio. Maybe you don't do a lot of weightlifting. Maybe it's not your type, but it's all still about what you're putting into your body. And these things are those lean packed meals. They are ready to go. They are literally
pretty cool, man.
They're flavorful, right?
We tried them, man. They're really good, dude.
They're solid. Typically you get a lot of gains from these things, man. And the fact that they're very low on, they're very low on any sugar at all. If any, they are very high in protein and they are very clean with a little bit of what your body needs. You want a lot of these people want like no carbs. You need some carbs, man. Especially if you want some serious muscle, you got to know when to use them, how to eat them, you know, whether it's going to be the day before your workout, you know, whatever it is you're doing. I feel like we're getting way off track here from the nitty tires, but I'll tell you this is what it's all about, right? You gotta have solid things going on. And, you know, that's what we're doing with these new meals now. And it's, you know, 4 or 5 of these things a day, seems like a lot, man, but I'll tell you what, it is, you know, when you can do these meals throughout the entire day, just the way you naturally feel, like your natural energy level, you drink a lot of water. You drink a lot of these things. No, this is a terrible photo.
No, that's a great picture.
I got way better photos.
That shows you how strong you lift.
No, I got way better photos, bro. I got way better photos. Hold on. I don't even have my phone anymore. Hold on.
It'll show you what a power lifter you are in the gym, Bob. You're an amazing power lifter.
So, you know, we're going to have those guys come in. I can't wait till they come in. We're going to talk about it, see what some of the behind the scenes are, you know, what these guys have going on, and, you know, we'll just have some fun with it.
I mean, it's just so much fun. You know, Bob, that's the one time you get out there and you break it up. in the gym. You mix it up. And which picture is
this
that?
This is my shoulder press day.
Okay, there's shoulder press. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's good. That's not steroids. That's just having a clean, healthy lifestyle and working out extremely hard. So you can see the difference in body mass between Bub and I. It's pretty crazy, isn't it, right? Bub, you do have a very, very strong...
I don't know if you can even see it. It was really bright on my phone.
My shoulders don't hold up to that. Larry Williams goes, my eyes are burning.
No, man, it's, you know, that's a whole thing too. And it's, you know, it's just like, you know, making sure you can plant that power to the ground, right? If you don't have everything lined up like you should, you know, if you don't have a tire that's meant for your application, you're never going to be able to plant that power, right? And you got to make sure that one thing complements another.
Good morning to the legend himself, Mr. Wayne Barley, owner of the gold car from the former 405 Street Outlaws crew. Wayne is an amazing guy, very good friend of ours, Bub. We're going to be doing a lot with that car as we move into the new project we're working on.
You know what I don't get?
What's that?
Every time I'm doing any of my live stream social media related components.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, Layla's got her phone glued to her hand like any other woman in this world. Bro, it's like the notification pops up on her screen. You know, you get that tab at the top. It pops up. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports is live now with BEM Tire Science. Bubba and Tom discuss live something, blah, 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 right? I'm trying to remember the title. So that pops up. 31 seconds later, it's like my phone's ringing over here.
Add
like
your wife calling, yeah?
Do you not? I don't see where is the disconnect?
The former supermodel, the beautiful Layla Von Avey. Good morning, Wayne. You are the legend. We miss you. We can't wait to see you very, very soon, Bub. Wayne's out there with us right now. For those of you,
what's up, Barley?
For those of you who do not know, and I don't know who wouldn't, Wayne Barley is the legend himself. He is the godfather of the small tire Backroads America racing, and he is an amazingly cool, laid back guy. He owns a performance shop. The gold car is physically here. Bub, you are going to be doing some incredibly large upgrades on that vehicle. We just want to get that on film as we're doing that. And Wayne says, sup, Bub. Wayne is an amazing, amazing guy. All you have to do is Google the gold car, ladies and gentlemen. You will see that Mustang. It is currently covered, sitting on our film stage floor, so that not even dust can get on that vehicle until we break into that motor. And I think that's something you and the legend himself have to finalize discussions on. I know you've got big, big plans for that thing.
Yeah, you know, it's that's going to be a really fun one, you know, because like you just mentioned, you know, that's an iconic car. It's a legend. It's, you know, Varley himself is a legend. The gold car itself is a legend.
He's a great dude.
And, you know, worldwide known for sure. So that's going to be something that's really fun that you don't just jump right into and rush. And you know, one of those things, again, where you got to just go slow, move through it properly. It'll be well worth it in the end for sure for everyone. Long term, going to be huge. But, you know, for this kind of build, for this project, what we're going to do is definitely set up some GoPros time lapse. And you can literally have, you know, four or five different angles
of
120 degree viewing lenses. So you can see that whole process start to finish, crop something together really, really cool at the end, just from like a fun promo marketing standpoint as well.
Good morning to Russ Smith out there. Hey, Russ, how are you, my friend? Also a huge fan and associate of the former 405 Street Outlaw crew. Larry Williams says, Bub, what brand of sound deadener do you use? Well, in the case of the Legends car, there's nothing you can do to deaden the sound.
Dude, that thing's an animal.
It's an animal, Bub.
I'll tell you what, man, that thing's an animal. You know what's funny, too, is, you know, there's nothing like the sound of just an all-natural, high-horsepower motor. You can't beat that. You can't beat open headers. You can't beat the smell of the fuel. You know, that car's running NO2 on it, so just the smell of it alone is just beautiful. You know, it's one of those things. But then you look at, you know, a lot of guys run these, you know, straight open-header turbo cars. It is crazy how quiet turbo cars are in comparison to just a naturally aspirated open header application.
Yep.
You know, and it's crazy because you know, say for example, you've got 1,000 horsepower natural aspiration motor. You put on let's say a twin turbo setup on that same exact car, it's going to be half the volume, but double the horsepower. Crazy the way that it works out.
It's funny too, Bub, because I was just noticing. Now that you mention that, I was just noticing they're talking about the new Jeep that's faster than the Lambo that was built, how the twin turbo cars are actually quieter than the non-turbo cars. And that's
weird.
Man.
Yeah, it's you know, it's crazy, dude. And we've done it a lot, you know, just doing power packages. For example, one of the ones that we just updated on our site is the, you know, and you can do this a lot. So, you know, one of the ones we just updated was, as everybody knows, we designed and built a ride for GM. That was the Chevrolet Camaro concept car, and that was the SSX. That was a turbocharged setup from Turbonetics. That was running a 76 millimeter billet GTK turbo. We laid down just over 1,000 horse on that car. all stock internals, man, that thing pushed the limit on it. That was running a 116 fuel in it, or I'm sorry, 120 C16 fuel. And that thing was just a beast, dude. But I'll tell you what, man, it was literally 3-inch turbo back, just had two very, very mild resonators on the back, not mufflers, just very small, mild resonators just to keep that rasp out of there. Sometimes turbo cars under a lot of boost, you get some rasp out of them, even on V8 applications. So we put a very small resonator on it, and that car at idle, you could
1176. Couldn't even, I think you laid down on that.
Couldn't even hear, and I mean the thing was just mild and chill. I had idle, but bro, when you got into that thing, it just came to life, dude. I mean, scary.
It really is scary. Russ says to remind everybody, he is the former finish line race caller for the former 405 Small Tire Street Outlaw Show. Good guy. Hey, Legend, I need to talk to Brent. I've been trying to go back and forth with him. I want to talk to, for people who don't know who Brent is, two things. Follow, go out and follow Wayne. Wayne is like us, Bub. Mm-hmm. He is a very, very, very right-wing conservative Republican. And the things you see him post out there, Bub, are freaking hilarious on Facebook, man.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. So thank you for the hilarity, Legend. I appreciate that, number one. And Wayne,
but
I'm talking.
I'll tell you who else posts some really funny ones is Jack, the Birdman.
Yeah.
Dude, he throws up some really funny ones.
Does he really?
Oh, mean? Yeah.
Wow, man.
Some really funny ones.
I got to see him. It's too cool. And the Legend's on top of it all the time. I'm telling you, he is right now. Legend, I am talking to Brent Poole. I want to somehow incorporate him into everything we're doing from an in-house production perspective, not so much from the new network perspective, but the in-house. So I know you guys are close. Can you please help me? I'm talking back and forth with him a lot on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to Facebook and check out not only Wayne D. Varley, that's V-A-R-L-E-Y is how he'll come up on Facebook, or just type in the gold car on Google. It'll naturally come up. It's world-renowned. But Mean Streets is a production company that talks about street racing with Brent Poole and Wayne Varley. And you and Bub, you and I have entered into discussions about how we bring Brent into kind of what we're doing from an in-house perspective as we're doing these new TV shows.
Well, and you know what's funny, too, is I've actually been kind of thinking in the background, right? So, you know, to build a pretty strong street car, a true street car, right? You can, you know, there's some guys that boost these things over ignorant power, dude. I mean, I'm talking, there are some, and it's like down here, it's no joke, bro, in South Florida. There are, you know, let's just say there are twin turbo Lamborghinis and R8s out here that are just
flying,
they're rolling these streets, man, at 2,400 plus horsepower on all stock everything, dude.
And
I'm talking
there's a group of
twin turbo kits that just cruise.
Yeah.
Some of these guys just rock it with no rear bumper on it. I mean, why? Just because you want to show off your balls and how much polished piping you have going on back there. You know, those are rear engine mounted cars, and you know, you've got those twins sitting in the back, dude. It looks beautiful, looks sick. But these things at 2,400 plus horsepower, I mean, down here, those are some true street. Now, keep in mind, though, the 0 to 60 on those cars is no chance. It's nothing like these true small tire legends getting out of that hole, planting that power, and just being gone. But these cars on a roll at 100 miles an hour, so on a roll on the highway, 100 to 200, stop, dude. It's just, it's literally,
it's
scary.
Crazy, man.
I mean, lights are literally flashing past you at nighttime. And you get blurry.
And it's, you know, you're out there in the BEM Porsches, which themselves are nothing to deal to scoff at. But you know, you're out there running the highway at 130, 150 miles an hour, and you can do that triple digits high here in the South Florida area. First of all, the cops are very, very cool here, and you're in a very open area, and you'll come across these packs of Lamborghinis and Ferraris. All of them together, Bub, and when they decide to spool it up and go, man, it is gone.
Yeah, well, stay tuned for what we got going. I think we might do a little bit of a looking at one of the probably a 15 to 17 Mustang platform, looking at one of the GT applications, doing that with a twin turbo setup. Should be easily able to lay that thing down over probably 1200 at the tire on stock setup. So stay tuned for what we got going on that one, because that's something that I'm personally doing behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. I know you're talking about moving the SEMA Mustang for the new platform that you're getting ready to go into.
Yep.
So it's kind of crazy, Bub.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Bub, good show today. We're hoping that you feel better.
Man, it'd be nice. I've been sick for 2 weeks, dude.
I know. I told Mom last night.
Trying to wrap this junk up.
Yeah, I told Mom last night in the car, I just really feel bad. That's why I called you, man. I was feeling bad.
Bro, look at this. I had yesterday two Claritin D 24 hours because I thought it was like allergies, right? Because my nose is just stuffed up for some reason. I'm sure all you guys can tell I sound like a duck. Quack, so I'll tell you what, man. It's everything from my sinus, dude. I've been hitting the Claritin D's. I've been hitting every night. I'm going home and I'm hitting at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I'm having you know, just NyQuil, the way you're supposed to do it, you know, 4 to 6 hours, whatever it is, I'm doing NyQuil, DayQuil, and all the extreme strength stuff. And man, it just won't break loose, dude. I had a serious infection in my eye last week.
Yes, you did.
Under the dash of the car, something fell in my eye. And sure enough, man, safety first, always wear your glasses. Even when you're doing something as small as wiring on some audio systems, dude, always let, you know, protect your eyes. Number one key. And I didn't do it. And that's exactly what happened. So I was down for a week with whatever fell in my eye, dude. Then the eye drops they prescribed me, literally whatever it was, of course, forced it out of my eye, cleared that up in a couple of days, but pushed it right down into my throat. So now that's what I'm dealing with now. So it's just been a wreck, man. 2 weeks, ready to go hit my head into a wall, but just going to keep cranking.
You just keep on rocking and rolling, bud. That's
so I'm
going
to go work out in a few.
So good morning to Jeff Graham. Thank you so much. Larry Williams, thank you for joining us. People all around the world, our buddies over there in Thailand, we're watching you guys. Russ, Larry, I'm sorry we burned your eyes. It's okay, man. Of all the things you've had going on medically, burning your eyes, I think it's going to be a pleasure. Wayne Varley, ladies and gentlemen, the legend, the gold car, the master, the godfather of backstreet small tire racing. Thank you so very, very much. Russ Smith, thank you so much for being with us, the former Finish Line caller there from the former Street Outlaws 405 crew. But there's a lot we're going on behind the scenes.
Yep.
With some new network stuff. I want to be very careful about talking about it and going into it. So we thank everybody for joining us, Bub. Great segment. Thank you for your technical knowledge here on NITO. Let's get you out of here, Bub. Get you home and in bed where you can get some sleep. You run like an animal. BEM runs wide open throttle. Thanks for your technical knowledge and all that you share with us, man.
Yeah, man. You guys stay tuned. Stay up to date with us, please. You'll see even on our social media stuff, we are going to be doing updates on that thing many times a day for all of 2018 onward, not just going to be weekly. We are going to start, Larry, for your information, we are going to start doing those product reviews on the live streams. We just want to fine-tune those things and get them very informative, but still very fun at the same time, not just kind of talk sessions.
Yep.
We do want to hit some stuff to the T, so we want to make sure that that's brought to you guys. Stay up with the website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down. You can see all of our social media links, whatever it is you guys are on, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Ching Chang, Ding Ding,
it
Dong
doesn't
Dong.
Matter.
I don't
We're
even know, don't even know
yeah.
what's out there
We're
anymore, but we are all connected to all of them. So whatever one you're on, subscribe to it, and it will hit you live in the spot, everything we're doing here live at BEM.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Mickey, thank you for joining us for the first time today. Bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Go out there and check out 19,000 new parts that are online now for sale. The biggest names in the industry, because we are the best, Steeda Autosports, Bordel Exhaust. I mean, everybody's behind you on this, Bub. Custom Performance Engineering. It's just they're all out there, man. Everybody's there because you are the best of the best. Wayne Varley, the legend, the gold car. Check him out. Google, subscribe to his feed, man. He's a really good dude. Same with Russell Smith. A lot of good things happening out there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS. Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose in Abacoa, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. The beautiful Robin and Layla, if you don't buy nothing, they certainly ain't hard on the eyes, are they, Bub?
Nope.
Holy smokes. You were there. That was funny, man. The picture I got from the Outlaw, Miss Outlaw Boutique Saloon, you were sitting there like this with the beer in front of you, and your emoji looked exactly like you, dude. That was really
That was
hilarious.
The goal, dude. It was a reality bitmoji.
Yeah, that was a really cool, man. That was very, very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, NITO, NITO Tire USA, NITO.com. We are very, very proud sponsors of the NITO line of product, and we're, just another great big name associated with it. You can buy all that stuff at our website. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Look for us coming back to the new live show starting. We're going to slip into it next week, Bub, if I can get some final things technically done. I want to make it a tight show, fun show, technical show. It's going to be a really good time with that show. It's going to be new and improved. We want to do some good things for 2018.
Yep.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Stop all the doc chatter. Stop the drama. Stop the negativity. Not necessarily you, but if you know people who sit behind their keyboard warriors, man, who destroy other people's self-esteem and emotions, put a stop to it, man. Doesn't need to be that way. Somebody's hungry, standing on the corner, feed them, man. McDonald's, 7-Eleven. So, just anything, Bub. It's real close. Chevron. You don't have to give them your money. Buy them a meal. Somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, ladies and gentlemen. Please put a pair of shoes on the bottom of their feet. Right, Bub?
Yep.
If somebody needs a door open, ladies and gentlemen, it's a simple act of kindness. Open
that
door.
If people don't say thank you after you held the door for them, close the door in their face.
Yeah, slam it in the back of their head.
Just 100% honesty. Do it.
Good morning, Brother Mike. I'm sorry you got into us late. We will be seeing Brother Mike in February, Bub. I don't know if you saw that, but he will be down hanging out with us. Our good friend and longtime family member, Mr. Mike McCloskey. Check him out on Facebook. Good guy, man. Best of the best. Salty. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, Bub.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.